Well, there's a 23-year-old in Tennessee, lives at home, 41-year-old mother. On Sunday, they got in an argument, and she confiscated his cell phone charger until he did some dishes. You know, help out around here. Well, he flipped out, broke a bunch of dishes. He's now been arrested and could be facing a domestic assault charge.
How old is he? Think it's time to move out of mom's house.
Or at least help out, you know.
One or the other, yes. Right. Well, for 55 years, there's a 77-year-old woman named Joan McLeod. She has been going back to a cornfield in Scotland to look for her wedding ring. She lost it there in 1958. She and her husband recently saw a guy with a metal detector and challenged him to find it. And in just 2 hours, she's been looking for 55 years. He found it in 2 hours. And now she's having the ring resized so she can start wearing it again.
Wow. There's a woman in Brazil. Think about this next time you're going to take the dog out for a walk. Woman in Brazil walking her dog when a porcupine fell off a lamppost and landed on her head. Surgeon had to remove about 200 quills from the woman's scalp. What are the odds of a porcupine landing
on
your head from a lamppost?
No, I'll be always checking up when I'm when I'm going for a walk. Well, you know, there are a lot of foods out there that you think are good for you, but they may actually be causing you to gain weight. Here are seven health foods that have tons of calories. Dried fruit. When it's dry, the sugar becomes dense, so there are more calories. Peas and corn, they're both considered a starch because of their high carbohydrate count, so you should count them as a carb like bread. Granola. Cereal usually has less calories than granola. Avocados. These have the good fat, but you can easily consume hundreds of calories with a portion of guacamole.
Yeah, but they're so yummy.
They are so delicious. Frozen yogurt. It can actually have more calories than ice cream. Energy bars, because they often have enough calories to be counted as a meal, which is sort of the point because they're not actually a snack. And stuff that's gluten-free. Gluten-free does not mean healthier. These foods still have fat and sugar.
And if you're going to do Valentine's dinner at home, what do you wear? A new survey asked people that. And 63% said if you're going to be having Valentine's dinner at home, you should just dress casual. 3%, though, say you should get very dressed up. And 9% say it's Valentine's Day. You should eat naked.
Make sure you don't have any foods that can splatter or anything then.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.